Hey, this is Justin McElroy.
This is Sydney.
This is Point Counterpoint. This week we're talking about why is it we're delving into the topic of why learning moves in fighting games is superior to button mashing.
I don't think that's the topic. I think it's a versus. I think the way you presented it is slanted.
Well, that's why I do the intro, so I can frame the question well.
I thought you just did the intro because it's your phone.
That's still up for debate.
And there's that, and you've got that radio voice.
So we still, thank you, we still, we just played a bunch of Mortal Kombat. I, of course, had the superior skills because I've been practicing and learning all the moves, fireballs, bicycle kicks, whatever you need, I'm there for you.
Okay, now when you said you had the superior skills, define that.
It's not about when, if like a Mortal Kombat Bobby Fischer had been watching from the crowd, he would have seen something in me that he could mold.
Right. So when you, what you're about to say there is it's not about winning.
Technically superior. Yeah. So my technical abilities.
The reason you have to clarify that you are technically superior is because when it comes down to actually winning, were you superior?
I mean, like, what are you counting as, like, winning?
Like, actually winning.
Like, one person dies and the other person doesn't die, and that's
the win? Yeah, well, I mean, in the Mortal Kombat universe, that's winning.
I guess, technically, you have more numerical wins than me.
Right. So, basically, I kicked your ass, is what you're
saying. No, because, like, I had, like, did I mention the bicycle kick?
I know you did those little kicks, and those were cute. The ladies do those in aerobics class, and they're adorable, but at the end of the day, who kicked your ass?
They don't fly in the air, though, when they do them, like Liu Kang does. Think about that.
I know, that's great, but did you win?
I mean, I won. I think I won a few. I won some.
But who won more?
You won more, but what I'm saying is I don't have a technique for someone. I haven't yet learned the techniques for handling somebody who's just sort of randomly pressing buttons.
I'm not randomly pressing buttons. I am intensely pressing all the buttons as fast as I can.
Is that why you, like, were hammering on the block button, like, blocking repeatedly, like some sort of odd flamenco dance?
It just gets in there when you're hitting all the buttons. Sometimes you hit the block button. And, hello, maybe you should find the block button and hit it a little more so I don't kick your ass next time.
I know? How can I block and anticipate whether or not you are going to block in turn or attack? You're impossible to predict.
I guess that's the problem.
Yeah, but
unpredictable.
I know, but, like, you don't learn combos, so you can't get, like, a nice combo going. And you don't learn how to do bicycle kicks or fireballs or teleports or
anything. Yeah, but you do combos, and that's why you stand there forever. Your character stands there dancing up and down and gyrating while I'm, you know, kicking you in the head and chopping you in half with fans.
I wish you wouldn't do that. Wish you could cut me a little slack from time to time.
Well, in the real world, I can do that. In the real world, I won't cut you in half with fans, but this is Mortal Kombat universe. With a K. Combat.
I would never do that to you.
No, that's right. What did you do? You ripped out my uterus, I think, at one point.
Now that I would do to you in real life.
You did that. You would rip out my uterus in real life? I think we have a whole other thing we don't want to share here going on.
Hi. Well, this has been Point Counterpoint, and I guess I was right.
I guess we took it to a really dark place. So thanks.